Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
Pam Sherman, today is a holiday, am I correct?
Yes, today is Rosh Hashanah. Or as my friend once said, a child brought him a note in school and said, I can't come to school because of Sha-na-na.
So what is Rosh Hashanah? Explain to
me. Yeah. Rosh Hashanah is the new year.
The new year,
it's
okay.
It's the kickoff of the Jewish calendar. Don't ask me. I think it's 5782.
Okay.
I could get that wrong.
All right. Yeah, I'm still writing 5781 in all my checks. I got to change
that. I know,
that.
Yeah. Right?
But it just came up on us because Labor Day is so early, which means Hanukkah will be in like a Halloween, but it's very early, and yet it's really a great, like, perfect to have it right after Labor Day because it is a new year. New Year's are a great time to kick off and make new promises to yourself and others. But there's one thing that I love about Rosh Hashanah, and it's not just dipping apples, honey, and anything else you can find, you know, dipping it in honey. It's this thing called Tashlik, where you go down to a place of body of water and you throw away your sins through, you know, you do it in paper or you do it in bread, something that's safe for the environment.
Yeah.
And I love doing it because I got a lot.
I was going to say, I would need Lake Ontario, you know.
Yeah, but think about it. You clean it away. Then on Yom Kippur, you say you're sorry for it.
Oh my
and
goodness.
You're done. You start out the new year all over.
Okay, good. All right.
it's a good holiday.
Wonderful.
And I think everybody could take a lesson from throwing away things you've done badly and starting anew.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.